you ready to create more commitment? I went from consuming all the podcasts, listening to all the books, and signing up for all the free resources to figuring out how to actually create results. I'm Kayla Celeste, and you're listening to the Daily Steps Toward Success podcast. Let's get started. Today, we're going to be talking about why your brain judges you. So I want you to think about what your brain's afraid of. Your brain's afraid of things changing. It's afraid of you taking action toward your goals. It's afraid of you achieving that goal. So what it does is it tries to set up these little things so that it makes it a little bit harder for you to get to where you want to be. And one of those things is actually judging yourself. Because when you think about it, if you want something to change, your brain is like, we don't want that thing to change, so let's just judge you. But does that work? Like, if you're judging yourself, if you're being really mean to yourself, does that help change? A lot of times we find ourselves not changing the thing that we're judging ourselves for. We just find ourselves feeling bad about it. And then when we're feeling bad about it, we often don't do anything about it. And so our brains have just began to use this tactic where it's like, hey, you have this thing that you want to change. I'm going to judge you for it. But what it does is it likes to add another layer so that it makes it harder for you to change it. So if right here, here's the thing that I want to change, and then I judge myself on top of it, now I have to get through the judgment, and then I have to get through this belief. But what often happens is we don't try to move through the judgment. What we do is we try to get here. But when we're trying to get here and we haven't cleaned up the judgment, we can't get to it. It's like having that thing be in a cage. And it's like, instead of trying to like unlock the key through the door, we're just trying to like pound through the cage. And so what I want you to think about is what happens when you remove the judgment from it. So if we just go unlock the door to the cage, we can open up the door and then we can like pull out the thing we want to work on. And the way that you can actually remove this judgment is by having this understanding and compassion. How does the thing that you're doing that you want to change make sense? How is the thing that you're believing that you want to change? How does that belief make sense? How can we understand what the brain's doing? It's just scared. We can understand why it's scared. It doesn't like new things. It doesn't like different things. And we're trying to do something new and different. And so if we can have that understanding and have that compassion with ourselves, we can unlock that door. We can open up that cage. We can get to the thing that we actually want to change. And we show up with it with this compassion, with this understanding, with this love, and then we're actually able to change it. But when we keep trying to like hit through and like just get through the judgment, just get over the judgment, we actually aren't able to get to that thing. So if you find something that you want to change and you just haven't been able to change it yet, check and see if you're judging yourself. And if you are, how can you remove that judgment? And then from that compassion, that loving, that understanding place, how can you then start to change that thing? And if you want to learn how to create more commitment, go to createcommitment.com to get on the wait list for my course so that you get the opportunity to become a founding member, which means you're going to get access to the founding members pricing. You're also going to get access to the course before anyone else. And you're also going to be able to ask me questions as you go throughout the process so that we can really address anything that's in your way. So go to createcommitment.com to join the wait list.